Hi, I'm Heather Monthy from the About the Tea in STEM podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 161 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you again from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana, getting ready to go to the NC TIES Conference, as I told you yesterday, down in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to be a featured speaker and do a whole bunch of presentations, and I'm going to be looking for people to bring back onto the show so that you can hear some of the great stuff from the conference. So if you're going, would love to touch bases with you. There. If you're not, I'm going to bring some of the conference to you. So today I wanted to share with you something that I found out on YouTube. So there's a guy who does some really cool stuff with photography and video and mobile devices and everything. His name's Claudio Zavala Jr. Claudio is my video editor for a lot of the stuff that I put up on YouTube for Ditch That Textbook. And this guy has a top-notch YouTube channel. And so I wanted to tell you a little bit about one of the videos that I just saw on his channel. So it's just as simple as going to YouTube, type in Claudio Zavala, that's Z-A-V-A-L-A. Just go search for him. And he has recently put up a video called How to Create an Infographic with Adobe Spark Post. So Adobe Spark Post is part of the Adobe Spark suite of tools. You've got Post, which lets you create images. You've got Page, Adobe Spark Page, which lets you create these simple web pages with lots of information on them. And then you've got Adobe Spark Video, where you can mash together, you know, videos and images and text and all sorts of stuff to create these videos. Claudio shares lots of stuff about using Adobe Spark, which I think is a really nice tool to be able to use in the classroom. And I really liked this one because I've been a big fan for a long time of doing infographics in Google Drawings or Google Slides. This is a whole other route that you can go with it. So a couple of the tips that Claudio shared in this video, and again, if this piques your interest, I highly suggest that you go check out his video, again, just by going to his channel by typing in Claudio Zavala. Here's some of the things that he says is, first you start with Adobe Spark Post. You know, so you can go to spark.adobe.com, get signed in, and then this is in Post, and you create an image. And the way that he's doing them is he's making a list. You know, for one of them, it was things that you can do to like stay safe in a science lab or something. Then another one that he did was the top grossing film franchises of all time. And so he kind of walks you through how to create the text on it. All the ones that he suggests, he basically makes a list and then adds graphics to go with it. So thinking of infographics as almost like a visual list, so to speak, it's kind of a cool way to think about it to make it easier to come up with ways that you can implement it. So he suggests putting that text onto the screen and then start adding icons. And this is really, really simple in Adobe Spark Post, because you can hit the add button in the top right hand corner, and then you can hit icon, and they have this huge database of icons that you can choose from. So for him, he was making this list of top grossing film franchises of all time, and he was basing it off of, you know, how much money they had made at the box office. And for every $1 million, he would put a little money bag icon onto the screen. So from top to bottom, he was doing it that way. So not only is this infographic mixing text and visuals, which is a very brain-friendly thing to do in the first place, he's actually making the visuals stand for something, stand for more you know, for more data. And so he continues down the list and continues to add those little money bags. That's, of course, one way to do it. You can also have kind of like a descriptive icon that illustrates the thing that's in your text. And so you continue to add those together. One tip that he offered that I thought was good was that you can hold in shift and click several icons to highlight them and then just duplicate them. So he started with like two money bag icons on the screen. He highlighted both of those and duplicated them. So duplicating two, you know, two and two makes four. Then he would highlight all four that he had and duplicate it. You know, four and four makes eight. And by doing that, it takes a lot less clicks and a lot less time to get a whole bunch of icons onto the screen. And then once you're done with that, you can share it a number of different ways, one of which is just to simply download the image, and then you can stick it in slides, you can turn it into your learning management system or Google Classroom or whatever. Really easy step-by-step video tutorial. His is just a little bit under 7 minutes, but of course you can also just head on over to spark.adobe.com, click on post, to start an image and then just start tinkering with it yourself. And, you know, this is something that can be done pretty quickly and easily once you and your students have a handle on it. So again, if you want to see the video that I was referring to, you can head over to Claudio's YouTube channel by searching Claudio Zavala on YouTube. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find the show. Thanks for listening, and happy ditching.